This is on Dana, D-A-N-N-A, Fugit, F-U-G-E-T-T. This is a 66-year-old woman currently on hospice, is being evaluated for face-to-face with COPD, period. She also suffers from corpulmonale, right-sided heart failure, air hunger, hypoxemia, narcolepsy, atrial fibrillation, period. The paragraph patient is taking Eliquis for atrial fib and Provigil to control her symptoms of narcolepsy, period. She has significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and has a decubitus ulcer stage 2 on her sacrum, period. Patient also is taking lorazepam for her air hunger, which is somewhat successful and requires pain medication on a regular basis with tramadol. She is ADL dependent, period. She wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. She has a KPS score of 40%. She also suffers from gastroesophageal reflux, which she believes causes her aspiration syndrome and keeps her from eating regularly, period. Her appetite is diminished. She eats about 20% of her food at this time, period. Patient has pedal edema consistent with right-sided pulmonary hypertension, period. Overall prognosis is poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Her recent LMAC was reported at RO2 sat is 97% today on continuous oxygen. She lives with her husband. Her MAC is 15 centimeter on the left side. She also has alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, which is causing her severe end-stage COPD. Patients with the alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency usually do not make it in their 60s, period. Oh, KPS score is 30%, not 40. Patient is also forgetful and has issues with amentation related to her chronic hypoxemia, period. She also is sleeping over 12 hours a day, which is a concern for her husband, but he realizes that these symptoms are irreversible and she's close to passing. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Thank you.